Be honest. We've all said it. You're worn out and tired. It's been a long day. You have to drive from point A to what can be a long distance way, point B. And what do you say? Right. I could do this. Well, personally speaking, I knew two people who thought that, unfortunately couldn't, and wound up losing their lives very unneedlessly. Now, driving while drunk and driving while drugged is seen as things you just don't do. Driving while drowsy is a danger on the roads, which is increasing. My next guest is continuing the work of preventing drowsy driving that his uncle, who was internationally known for saving lives, started. Here to tell how a simple natural ingredient can prevent thousands of drowsy driving accidents is one of the co-stars of the legendary TV show Happy Days, who is now part of the reboot of Battle Network stars, Anson Williams. Thanks so much for being here today, Mr. Williams.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And I'm going to give you a website that we're going to talk in detail about because it's one of those amazing things of a simple solution to a large danger, alertdrops.com. So remember that website, alertdrops.com. And I guess, like I was saying, Anson, it's really if you understand the mechanics, you can find the solution quickly, and sometimes it's a simple solution. People think of that with the mechanics of a car, for example. But as you learn from a close relative, that can be true about the body as well.
Exactly. And, you know, my uncle, actually, he's my second cousin, but I've called him uncle since I was born.
Right.
Dr. Henry Heimlich, who, you know, is responsible for the Heimlich maneuver. And just a brilliant, brilliant man who was so, he just understood how the body works. And he was an alternative kind of doctor. He always found natural ways to solve a lot of medical problems. Well, I got involved in drowsy driving because I myself, I was almost killed years ago. I was directing a show called Slap Maxwell with Dabney Coleman in the desert of California. And it was a hard day of work. I was probably dehydrated. And on the drive back home, I woke up in the middle of the desert almost hitting giant cactuses. It scared the heck out of me. I came so close to just cashing it in. And I talked to Dr. Heimlich about it, and he said, Anson, cut up some lemons, keep them in your car. If you feel that drowsiness coming, bite into it. And he explained how sour citrus, citric acid with sour lemon, when it hits the top of the tongue, there's a nerve called the lingual nerve. When that nerve is hit with either hot pepper, like a jalapeno pepper, or sour citrus, the body has an automatic reflex reaction of adrenaline. Wow. So nothing in your system is just immediately alert because your own body wakes itself up. It's just like having a reflex reaction at the doctor's office. You know, when they kind of hit your knee and see if your leg moves.
Right.
It's the same kind of thing. Every time citric acid hits that lingual nerve, you will wake. Your body will hit that adrenaline, and you'll be alert instantly. So I started doing that for years, and boy, it worked. Fantastically. Then a couple of years ago, just to backtrack, I'm in entertainment, but I also went in the product business, creating products many years ago. So a few years ago, my business partner and I are researching drowsy driving, and we didn't realize how catastrophic this is. There, in 2012, there were over 168 million drowsy drivers. I'm sure everyone listening to this program right now either had the problem, knows somebody of a problem. It has killed so many innocent people. It has torn so many families apart. One out of five accidents are caused by drowsy driving. One out of five people, they fall asleep at the wheel. There are more deaths and accidents with drowsy driving than drugs and drunk driving combined. It is a $17 billion problem. And I called Dr. Heimlich and I said, Hank, I said, I'm not a doctor, but since it's a lemon, what if we duplicate a lemon with the right amount of citric acid and sour lemon and water, and what if we just spray it right on the lingual nerve? He said, oh, my God, that's brilliant. He said it'll work better than biting into a lemon because it's going to go direct. So I said, fantastic. So we spent 2 years, and we developed Alert Drops, and it's this little spray, and the minute you start feeling the least bit drowsy, you hit your tongue with that, and you are up, and your life is saved. We've already saved so many lives with the subject groups and the short time we've been on the market. Loretta Swit is going public. Remember from MASH? It saved her best friend's life already.
Wow.
This product, this is the only product in the world that will save your life from drowsy driving, all inspired by Dr. Heimlich. Now, Dr. Heimlich passed away December 17th, but a few weeks before he passed, we had our last conversation, and he's 96 years old and, you know, had a little bit of dementia, but he said, Anson, please make sure you get this to everybody. He said, it will save more lives than the Heimlich maneuver. And his whole philosophy in life was, we're all going to pass away. We're all going to die. We need to leave something positive behind that doesn't. Well, and boy, he left behind the Heimlich maneuver, and now he's leaving behind alert drops.
It is amazing.
I mean, what a legacy. Saving lives. Your purpose in life is saving lives, even after, you know, you're no longer here. Your reason on earth is still helping people, and that is so important.
Well, that's a legacy of honor, to be sure. We're talking with Anson Williams, alertdrops.com, with an amazing product that's just a natural ingredient that's about the size of a little tube of breath freshener. I think they used to call them Bianca. It used to be the old school brand name. It looks like a little canister that you can keep in your top pocket, your purse, or in the glove box or the transmission compartment, whatever the case may be. It's always here, always handy. And this isn't to say always push yourself to the limits and use this as the cure, but when necessity calls, or when you're on the job, for example, I'm thinking for EMT workers or firefighters, for example.
Yep, and we're already giving the product to ambulance companies, and we're starting with the trucking companies. It's invaluable for anybody that even late night shifts, you know, while you're working, any area where you get drowsy and need to be alert. It's imperative to have alert drops.
Or if you
have
one of those,
it will save your life. I mean, if there's anyone out there that's been through this or knows someone, this product should be in every car in America. And the product already has been honored by the U.S. Congress, honored by the California State Senate, and honored by the City of Los Angeles.
Speaking of politics, you know what's amazing, too, that New Jersey is one of only two states, the other being Arkansas, that has specific laws penalizing drowsy driving. The other states do recognition weeks, recognition days, which is fine and raises awareness. It's surprising that more states don't treat drowsy driving legally the same way as they would drunk driving. When you look at a stat, for example, if you go 24 hours without sleep, get behind the wheel, you're driving with the ability of someone who is legally drunk.
Exactly. I think it's just because they don't know. It's not having the knowledge. A lot of people don't realize the catastrophic situation we're in. They just don't know. So with you know, platforms like you have and collaborating together, we can get the word out. And I think we can change all that. I think people will start listening. You know, heads of state will start listening and taking it very seriously. Because not only is it just unnecessary tragedies. You know, I mean, two or three little kids gone, and the parents are going to live the rest of their life without their children because a drowsy driver hit them. I mean, what the heck, right?
Maybe
and
those,
it's also costing $17 billion.
And so, when you look at the different scales, too, you have the passenger car with the person who, and again, we all push ourselves to the limit. I'm guilty as charged. I used to work overnights at a radio station back in my disc jockey days. Paydays, I'd leave the station in northwest New Jersey, drive down to the Meadowlands racetrack for advanced betting. A lot of hours up, a lot of lack of sleep. Remember one time I was sitting in traffic. The only reason I did not do any damage was when I dozed off, nodded off, and it came just like a flip of a switch. My head leaned to the left and whacked up against the window. That's the only thing that brought me back up.
Wow. So we both have that problem.
As soon as that happened, I got to the first exit, turned around, and went back home.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, with alert drops, I'm not saying, oh, I'm going to stay up 10 hours and use alert drops. I'm saying, you start feeling drowsy, you use this, wake up, and get the heck off the road.
Exactly, especially for truck drivers. Maybe the most infamous most recently was the truck that almost killed Tracy Morgan, killed one of his fellow comics as well. That was a driver who was later found to be past the point of being able to drive based upon the rules and regulations of driving with a CDL.
Absolutely. And so you said New Jersey has drowsy driving regulations?
Yep, New Jersey and Arkansas are the only two. They treat it basically as, let me just find my note here, New Jersey. A driver that has been without sleep for 24 hours is considered to be driving recklessly in the same class as an intoxicated driver. And
wow.
Arkansas, fatigue driving defined as an offense under negligent homicide punishable by Class A misdemeanor. That's
wow.
It. Only two states. The other 48 states, just recognition days, recognition weeks, and even a state like California, just a drowsy driver awareness day. That's all California does.
I know. It's they don't. Well, they're going to start looking at it a lot more seriously. You know, Governor Christie should spread the word about this, since at least they had the foresight to put a law in. They should also help prevent it. You know.
Yeah, both Arkansas and New Jersey should stand up and say to the other 48, get with the program, because especially when over 50% of drowsy driving crashes are kids 25 and younger. I mean, this is the next generation that something like alert drops is going to help preserve as opposed to put into any sort of danger.
It's going to keep families together. It's going to stop deaths. It's going to stop, you know, unnecessary lifelong, you know, crippling or whatever. Yeah, the death rate, most of the deaths are 18 to 25 years old. How ridiculous is that? A kid is dead or maimed or whatever before they even have a chance in life. All for a simple something, you know, that could save their life. And, you know, I couldn't just live the rest of my years and not do something about it. And it's basically paying forward Dr. Heimlich's legacy too.
Exactly.
Paying forward his brilliance, you know, paying forward, you know, his commitment his whole life.
Well, that's why when your PR people got to me with this and I looked at the website and did the research of the stats, it was like, this is something as many people both listening on the radio and on the stream, well, worldwide, actually, there's no such thing as local radio anymore, that they need to know by going to alertdrops.com and for $15 to have that insurance policy. And how can you, when was the last time you said insurance was affordable? Well, here's a case right here with Alert Drops.
Oh, well, yeah. And actually, that $15, we made sure. You get two for that.
Exactly.
You get two. And the reason you get two is there's going to be another family member that needs it. And I wanted to make it reasonable, really reasonable, so everyone can afford it, everyone can have it. That one spray normally, just the one lasts, if you just use it a few times a day, 30 days. You'll have 30 days.
Well.
You know, you'll have something that'll save your life. You know, and I'll tell you something. If you don't want to buy Alert Drops, cut up lemons and keep them in the car. It'll do the same thing, but it's just a little more civilized to have the spray.
Yeah,
it also works. It also works better.
Yeah. Plus, you don't want to lose track of your lemons, and 3 months later, you find some funky smell in your car, and it's a moldy lemon. So that's
exactly.
I forgot
to take them out.
Yeah, really. Wrapping over time with Anson Williams, learning about alertdrops.com and all the real simple natural way, without caffeine, without any stimulant. Other than your natural body functions that can prevent some horrible thing happening as you make the mistake of going past the point where you normally can be going through your capabilities, and you're not only preventing something happening to yourself, but you're also preventing any innocent victims as a result from a case of drowsy driving. You'll find out more about this and get two Alert Drop canisters at alertdrops.com. Just want to wrap up on a sort of off topic, but you're involved with the reboot of Battle of the Network Stars. When they approach you with something like that, I mean, you probably get approached for reunions and guest spots on shows that are doing some sort of retro script or theme or something like that. When they come to you, it's like, I've heard this before, and yeah, it's nice, but I'm done with that.
Well, I'm pretty much done with acting. I mean, for years and years, because I've been directing.
Right.
And then producing, and also, you know, been way involved with the entrepreneur side, with you know, in the product area. But I always loved Battle with the Network Stars. And when it was really, really hot years ago,
right,
they never asked me. I never had the invitation. So when they invited me this time, I jumped at it because it's just so much fun. And it was funny because during the episode, I'd look at the camera and I'd say, you took 40 years to book me. Never say die. Never give up.
That's it. You know? And I want to wrap up with maybe a somber note, but I think it's something to avoid confusion. What's, you know, Aaron Moran, who had a tragic end to her life, and I guess you could say it was one of those child stars that got lost in Hollywood. What is it that people should remember about Erin that got lost in all the news that came out when she did pass away?
You know, you can look at Happy Days or even Dark Tari. She starred in that when she was a kid. You just look at Erin, and you see the light. She was a shining light. Whenever she came in, she's smiling. She's a giver before a taker. You will see the best of her in the spirit of her when you see her on television. That's who she is. She had the unfortunate situation of a horrible upbringing. That shows you, whether you're a movie star or whatever, if you don't have the right family foundation, I don't care who you are, you're going to go off track. And she got a bad hand with a really, really horrible family situation, and it really put her on the wrong road. And what's sad is she got it all together, and she has a wonderful husband named Steve. They were getting it all together, really straightening out, and she caught this horrible disease. And it's just so sad that, you know, that this wonderful light had to pass away so young. All I can say is, you know, priorities, family, priorities, your kids, give them the time they need, give them the nurturing they need, be selfless as a parent, you know, and take your responsibility of a healthy, balanced child.
It's also a reminder, too, that we put people on pedestals and they're still human beings, and we have to remember that, too. So,
we get caught up in this, you know, in illusion. And it's fun. Oh, you're a movie star, you're singing, you're a television star. That's great. That's all social. That's not going to make your life. What's going to make your life is the basics of living, which is loving and family and a tactile relationship. I mean, no movie is going to change something. It's going to change your foundation of your upbringing. You've got to do, you know, that's a responsibility of parents, and parents damn well better. You know, you have children. You damn well better love them and do your responsibility. And there's too many that aren't doing it these days.
No, that's the unfortunate truth. And you don't always get the make good or the do over. I mean, sometimes it works out the way that you come to a realization that, okay, I'm screwing up. Give me another chance. But sometimes that person that you're asking for is going to write you off, and that connection just will never come by again. So you pay attention to what's real and what matters. And you look, as Anson was talking about with his uncle, Dr. Heimlich, through the Heimlich Maneuver, and now Alert Drops, which you can find out more about at alertdrops.com. Just as in life, the products and the procedures that Dr. Heimlich came up with, simple action creates a great solution. That's really a life lesson, too, when you think about that. And learn more about all the insurance and safety that Alert Drops can provide for you at alertdrops.com. Watch for Anson on Battle Network Stars, and since he's certainly got that entrepreneurial spirit, hang tight and see what else Anson comes up with next for a product and a benefit for people to use and to learn from. Certainly his philosophy of life is certainly something you can learn from, too. Anson Williams, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. And everybody out there, you know, just keep your family safe.